Can't hear you that good.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Woo, thank you for your prayers. Thank you for lifting me up on yesterday. Wow, God is good. My coughing is very limited now, and I can't say more than thank you, God. Productive cough, but I found out that I have an ear infection as well as some still bronchitis, but sinus as well. I'd start taking some new medicine today, but I will be back up and running on Wednesday. God is good. I'll be going back to work on that day. I have clearance from God first and clearance from the doctor second. But I just want to say thank you. Thank you. I know I still sound a little hoarse, but I can tell you now I'm feeling a whole lot better, the glory. And, you know, as I was listening to our theme song this morning, you know, I thank God for his healing power. God gives a second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, third, 50 zillion chances. And all I can say is thank you, Lord, for another day. Thank you, Lord, for another day. I had a good night's sleep, had a weird dream, but that's neither here nor there. But God is so good, and I'm so grateful. So I just want to say good morning, everybody. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. I am thankful. I am grateful. I am blessed to be with you another day. Good morning, Mother Valerie. How are you this lovely 25-degree cold, frosty morning?
I'm blessed. A beautiful morning.
It is a beautiful morning and very cold, I tell you. It looks like manna from heaven this morning. It definitely is a dew in the morning kind of day. looking out my window and my grass is looking all crispy. It's looking real crispy, like you could just go out and collect breakfast like the children of Israel. It's one of them kind of days.
I
will try. Just a good day. And so we are getting ready to get started this morning. And all I can say is, wow. Yes, ma'am, I am definitely going to take a picture of this before it's gone. Definitely. But Mother Valerie,
amen.
I am going to turn it over to you to pray us in this morning. As I just go really quickly, we are finishing up the book of Hosea today. And I tell you, God is speaking to us today. God is speaking, and we have got, to get on board. We've got to get on board because there are some things that's going on in this world that are not of God. I'm telling you, get on your knees, family. We've got to get on our knees because it is so sad and tragic, the things that are going on this planet, and people are dying, and we have got to pray. We've got to pray. Because when you see tragedies that are going on and you're like, what? You know, and I was listening again to a documentary, and one of the women in Gaza said to certain people, you know, you need to know who you are, and you have got to come home because we need you. We need you. Don't believe the hype. Don't believe the lies why you have been sent into slavery all over this planet. Call back to the Father. It's time for you to come home. And it just broke me down. You know, there are certain people who know they feel a urge that they need to go home. And it's because this is not our home. Not our home. We've got to pray, family. We've got to pray for God to give us instruction. It's time for us to go home. It's time for us to seek Father God. It's time for us to know who we belong to. History unknown is history repeated. God will get the glory, and God will get the praise. And if you are not doing right by God, it will come out. We've got to do right by God, and that we trust in the Lord. And Mother Valerie, I give it over to you as we get ready for a prayer, as well as to go into the last of Hosea. I will be back with the 140th Psalm, verses 1 through 5, Proverbs chapter 29, and we will be starting Revelation, family. And I'm going to tell you right now, get your notebooks out. Get your notebooks out. Get your pens, your pencils. Get all your stuff out. Because this book, we need to take notes. This is time to take notes. I will be in Revelations today, and Mother Valerie will be there tomorrow. I'll be in the book of Joel, introducing Joel to you, which is another, even though he's a minor prophet, he has a lot of good words. So I tell you, Mother Valerie will be in Revelations on tomorrow. I am in it today to introduce, as well as to read chapter 1, is where our title this morning is coming from today. Our title is from Jesus, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last. And we better understand there's only one God, and his Son is coming. He is Alpha. He is Omega. He is the first, and he is the last. God is in charge, and we need to remember that. In all we do, remember that it is not us. It is God who is in charge, and it is not us that can start or stop a war. It is God, and when God stops it, you will know it. Just keep remembering God don't play. Mother, I turn it over to you this morning, and we're going to pray right now before we start. Mother Valerie, Lord God, I hear a coughing. I ask you right now, we bind that spirit of coughing. We bind that spirit in the name of Jesus. Mother Valerie will not get a cold. She will not have a cough. She will speak a wonderful word, God, because you will give her strength. For as she prayed for me on yesterday, by his stripes I am healed. By his stripes she is healed.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus, we are going forth, God, because we don't go forth in self-aggrandizement. We go forth for the love of you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen and amen again. Father God, in Jesus' name, we just want to thank and praise you for who you are. You said, let everything that have breath praise ye the Lord. And God, I thank you for another day. For this is the day that you made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. God, you are good. You're good, and you're good all the time. Thank you. In Jesus' name, I thank and praise you for blessing Pastor Bridget, Pastor Jesse, as she travels. She's coming back today. And God, we just lift the table of Life Ministries up. We lift all saints and non-saints up, the ones that are coming to you. We lift all the children of the table, God. Bless them as they go forth on the 24th. And God, we just thank you. We praise you. We magnify your name. We give you glory. All the glory and all the praise belongs to you. You've already said that you will not share your glory with anybody. And you're not supposed to, because you are God. You made the heaven and you made the earth. And we thank and praise you for the breath that's in our bodies. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Lord. I'm in Hosea 13 and 1. When Ephraim spoke trembling, he exalted himself in Israel. But when he offended through the Baal's worship, he died. Now they sin more and more and have made for themselves molten images. My Lord, my Lord. Idols of their skill according to their skill. All of it is the work of craftsmen. They say of them, let the man who sacrificed kiss the calves. Therefore they shall be like the morning cloud and like the early dew that passes away, like chaff blown off from a threshing floor and like smoke from a chimney. Yet I am the Lord your God. Ever since the land of Egypt, and you shall know no God but me, for there is no Savior besides me. There is no Savior. There is no Savior besides me. I knew you in the wilderness, in the land of the great drought. When they had pasture, they were filled. They were filled, and their heart was exalted. Therefore, they forgot me. So I will be to them like a lion, like a leopard by the road. I will lurk. I will meet them like a bear deprived of her cubs. I will tear open their rib cage, and there I will devour them like a lion. The wild beast shall tear them. O Israel, you are destroyed. But your help is from me. I will be your king. Where is any other that he may save you in all your cities? And your judges to whom you said, give me a king and a prince. I gave you a king in my anger, took him away in my wrath. The iniquity of Ephraim is bound up. Her sin is stored up. The sorrows of a woman in childbirth should come upon him. He is an unwise son, for he should not stay long where children are born. I will ransom them from the power of the grave. I will redeem them from death. O death, I will be your plague. O grave, I'll be your destruction. Pity is hidden from my eyes. Though he is fearful among his brothers, an east wind shall come. The wind of the Lord shall come up from the wilderness. Then his springs shall become dry, and his fountains shall be dried up. He shall plunder the treasure of every desirable prize. Samaria is held guilty, for she has rebelled against her God. They shall fall by the sword. Their infants shall be dashed in pieces, and their women with towels ripped open. My Lord and my God. That's God's judgment. I know it sounds harsh, but when God gets angry, he gets angry. That's his judgment. And we have to be careful that we don't fall in the hands of our angry God. We don't want God to be angry. Just don't want God to be angry. We don't. Chapter 14. O Israel, return to the Lord your God, for you have stumbled because of your iniquity. Take words with you and return to the Lord. Say to him, take away all iniquity. Receive us graciously, for we will offer the sacrifice of our lips. Assyria shall not save us. We will not ride on horses, nor will we say any more to the work of our hands, you are our God. You know, I find that strange. I really do. I find it strange that you can make a statue with your own hands, get a craftsman or somebody else to make a statue with your own hands, and fall down on your knees and say, you are our God. I mean, that's crazy. But that's what they did. I just can't believe that they did that, but they did. Nor will we say anymore to the work of our hands, you are our God. For in you the fatherless finds mercy. I will heal their backsliding. I'll love them freely, for my anger has turned away from him. I will be like the dew to Israel. He shall grow like the lily and lengthen his roots like Lebanon. His branches shall spread. His beauty shall be like an olive tree and his fragrance like Lebanon. Those who dwell under his shadow shall return. They shall be revived like grain and grow like a vine. Their scent shall be like the wine of Lebanon. Ephraim shall say, what have I to do anymore with idols? I have heard and observed him. I am like a green cypress tree. Your fruit is found in me. Who is wise? Let him understand these things. Who is prudent? Let him know them. For the ways of the Lord are right. The ways of the Lord are right. The title is, I am the Omega and the, I am Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last. For the ways of the Lord are right. The righteous walk in them, but transgressors stumble in them. The ways of the Lord are just right. It's right. It's right. It's right that we should praise the Lord. We really should praise the Lord. Life lessons, Hosea 13 and 4. You shall know no God but me, for there is no Savior besides myself. Your little calves and your little statues and the things that you make with your own hand, when you're in trouble, you pray to them, they can't save you. He said, you shall know no God but me, for there is no Savior besides me. Passages like these show us the truth of the Trinity. There is only one God, and he is our only Savior, one God. Yet Scripture plainly calls Jesus our Savior. Therefore, Jesus and the Father are one. Jesus is God. Jesus and the Father is telling you right now, Jesus and the Father are one. Hosea 14 and 2. Take words with you and return to the Lord. Why does God insist we confess our sins to him? John 1 and 9. Why should we take words with us when we return to the Lord? Confession breaks the power that sin wails over us when it is hidden. Jesus died not only to save us from the penalty of sin, but also from his power. His grace enables us to walk in his righteous ways. So we need to confess our sins to the Lord. And when we do, he will forgive us of everything. It says that you can fall down 7 times 70 and confess to the Lord, Lord, forgive me. And if you're sincere in your heart, and if you really mean it, he's a father. He's a father. He will forgive you. So, and then they say confession is good for the soul, which it is. There is but one Savior, and that's Jesus Christ, our Lord, who died on Calvary's cross. God is just good. He's good all the time, and all the time he is our good God. I thank and praise him for who he is. He's gracious, he's kind, he's loving, he gives mercy. And when you come to God, he will never, never turn you away. It said, don't go to the throne, but go to the throne of the Most High God. Amen. I'm turning this back over to Pastor.
Amen. Mother Valerie, can you hear me clearly this morning?
I can. I can hear you now.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You know, I was listening to your word, and as we have finished up Hosea went through a lot. But as we go through the end, You know, I will heal their backsliding. I will love them freely, for my anger has turned away from him. I will be like the dew to Israel. He shall grow like the lily and lengthen his roots like Lebanon. Even in all the mess, God is still forgiving, loving. And he will change what is a mess. And as I go into our psalm this morning, it's a psalm for all of us. We all need deliverance. We all need the Lord to deliver us. You know, one of Pastor Jesse's favorite songs and my own as well is Lord, Deliver Me by Leandria Johnson and Donald Lawrence. You know, because there are times that all we seem to do is hurt ourselves. We got to ask God for deliverance. Lord, don't let me go back into a pit. We got to claim that every day. Lord, help me, lead me, guide me, show me the way. Deliver me. God hears our prayer. Yesterday, you couldn't hear me. I thank you again, Mother Valerie, for coming in and stepping into the gap for me on yesterday. I appreciate it, and I appreciate you. You know, I will give you your flowers. I tell you that. Believe God is a good God. And, you know, I always have been praying for a co-host, and then God gave me the woman that I consider my Christian, my mother in Christ. And I thank God for her. So, Lord, thank you. And I thank you again, Mother Valerie, for standing in the gap on yesterday. I was having a rough day, and God said, go back to urgent care. And I did, and I'm grateful that I did because I found out I had an ear infection. And as anyone knows, ear infections can turn pretty bad if you don't get them taken care of quickly. And so I am grateful that this time the doctor listened to the patient who knows their body. So I'm grateful for that. But anyway, let's get into this word because it is such a great word this morning. And whew, that's all I can say. Get your Bible, family. But this is Bible study, and we are in the 140th Psalm, verses 1 through 5. Put a finger on Proverbs 29 and 23, and then we will be going into Revelation chapter 1. Again, God's will. And it says this, deliver me. David was praying to God. David was a fervent prayer. He was on his knees all the time, regularly. David prayed. David prayed. That's why he was so dear to the heart of God. That is why God sent his son through the line of David, through the line of Judah, through the line of Benjamin, actually. And we have got to understand that it is no joke. David prayed, and we have to pray fervent prayers as well. I know that prayer is what got me here this morning. I know that prayer is what's clearing up my voice. I know it is prayer that's healing me. But I also know I got to do what God says do, which is rest. Just because I'm feeling better don't mean I got to start running again. God said rest. And so I'm resting on today as well. And it said to the chief musician, a psalm of David, deliver me from evil men. Preserve me from violent men who plan evil things in their hearts. They continually gather together for war. They sharpen their tongues like a serpent. The poison of asp is under their lips, Selah. Keep me, O Lord, from the hands of the wicked. Preserve me from violent men who have proposed to make my steps stumble. The proud have hindered a snare for me in cords. They have spread a net by the wayside. They have set traps for me, Selah. And as we see it every day happening to good people, being snared up by evil men, being snared up by evil ways and evil speaking and evil talking. We've got to what? Pray. Pray for peace. Pray for God to intervene. Pray for God to show his power. Because there's too many that have taken God for granted. Too many that don't believe. Too many that think there is no God. And we've got to pray for our Heavenly Father to show up, show out. Show up and show out and show the non-believer who is in charge of this world. We've got to pray. Change it. All kind of things. And the word of God that says a man's pride will bring him low, but the humble in spirit will retain honor. And we see that all the time. We see proud folks thinking that they in charge of stuff, will lie, will cheat, will do all kind of things to try to stay in power. And there are people that will follow. They don't understand they follow in the spirit of Antichrist. Because that was Satan. He was proud. He was the archangel of music. He was the one over heaven's choir. And he thought he had it going on. He was more beautiful in his mind. He thought he was it. And he said, huh, why should I listen to this God who I know created me? But he created me in magnificence, so I should be the one in charge and not his son. I should be the one that takes over the heavens and the earth, not his son. I should be the one, and I'm going to take it. And what happened? The Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Whew, it was like a transformer uniting as one. And they kicked his narrow behind right out of heaven in all his union with him. But understand, family, the fight is not over. The fight is still going on in the heavenly realm. There are still fighting going on for the souls of men. And we have got to pray strength in the Lord. Strength in the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Strength in the angels of heaven that keep us protected day and night. We've got to pray. Prayer strengthens us. Prayer strengthens our Father. Prayer strengthens the heavenly realm. We forget to pray. We make God feel like he is. We've forgotten him. We can't forget God because God hasn't forgotten us. So pray, family. Pray. Pray and pray and pray some more. For prayer does change things. Ha, thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, you're worthy of the honor and the glory and my praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I'm filled up this morning. Because I know what I was feeling like on yesterday. And yes, there's a cough that keeps trying to bring its little self up. But I bind it in Jesus' name. Not today, Saint. Today, God's word's going forth with power. It went forth on yesterday, and it's going forth again today. I trust you.
Amen.
Ooh, David said, deliver me, O Lord, from evil. We go into our revelation this morning. John the Apostle wrote this book approximately 80, 95, which means John was old. John was real old. He had to be over 100 and some change old.
My goodness.
And it said this, because it says if it was 95 after death, after the death transition, transformation, death and everything of Christ, he was old. Which lets you know he lived a long, good life. Because the Lord only gave us, what, 3 and 10, 70 years? So he lived way, way, way over 70 years old. And the word that he says in 10 words or less for the book of Revelation, God will judge evil and reward his saints. When you think on it, think on these things. God will judge evil and reward his saints. And the details, please, for Revelation. Christ, Jesus Christ himself arranges for John to receive a revelation of things which must shortly come to pass. And remember, a day in the Lord's eyes can be 1,000 years and hours. Remember that. So we could be talking thousands and thousands and thousands of years before this comes to pass. And it says first in chapter 2 and 3, Jesus gives John words of challenge and or encouragement for 7 churches, the good, the bad, and the in-between. Then the vision turns to the actual throne room of God, where a lamb looking as it has been slain. 5 and 6 breaks 7 seals from a scroll, unleashing war, famine, and other disasters on the earth. And believe me, aren't we starting to see that today? Makes you wonder. A dragon and 2 beasts aligned against God arise to demand the worship of earth's people who have not been killed in the earlier catastrophes. The satanic forces and the people who follow them incur 7 veils of the wrath of God, vials of the wrath of God. And understand, Satanists are coming out of the dark. They're coming out. There are those right now that are confessing their Satanism. They are trying to get into capitals, in the religious departments. They're trying to get into everything that Christians are in. Satanists are coming out of the woodwork. They're not if they believe in the devil. Or excuse me,
my
they
Lord.
Believe in Jesus. They are not. We better understand that. Evil is coming out of the dark. And we better understand it. And then there are those that have been placed in positions of power within our churches, within our ministry, within our diaspora to cause confusion, to say they love God, but they don't never say anything about Jesus. They only say God, not Jesus, because their God is not our God. You hear them on these award shows giving honor to God. What God? What God tells you to take off all your clothes and drop it like it's hot? What God tells you to sag your pants and cuss and call women all kind of dirty names? And all you talk about is sex and money and evil things. But yet you give honor to God for the award. What God are you giving honor to? We better understand the enemy is not playing fair, because he never has. And it goes on to tell us, the vials of the wrath of God, which bring plagues, darkness, and huge hailstones on earth, of evil destroys Babylon the Great, the earth and arrogant world system, just before an angel from heaven seizes Satan, that old serpent, and imprisons him for 1,000 years. After a brief release to instigate a worldwide war. So understand, folks, we are not at the end yet. We got a long time before the end. Jesus has to come back. There has to be 1,000 years of peace, and then it is the end. That's not my word, but God's word. And we're trying to get to the end before we get to the 1,000 years of peace. And that's what it says. Let me put it back. Let me go back again. The evil destroys Babylon the Great, the evil and arrogant world system, just before an angel from heaven seizes Satan, that old serpent. We'll get to that in chapter 20. And imprisons him for 1,000 years after a brief release to instigate a worldwide war. Satan is thrown into the lake of fire and brimstone, where he will be tormented day and night forever and ever. Chapter 20, verse 10. God unveils a new heaven and a new earth. Chapter 21, where he will wipe away all tears from his people's eyes. Quotable. Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor, unique and unusual about Revelation. Revelation is an example of an apocalyptic in literature, the only such book in the New Testament. Apocalyptic, there we go, implies revealing secret information. The book of Revelation identifies Jesus Christ as Alpha and Omega and reveals the number 666 as the sign of the beast. And so what? I read the back of the book. An old Southern gospel song says, and we went. God has given his children a preview of how this world ends, and the new and improved world will enjoy forever. The curse of sin will be gone. We'll live in perfect fellowship with the Lord himself, and we will reign forever and ever. Chapter 22, verse 5. Kind of puts our bad days in a perspective, doesn't it? And that is the end of our Know Your Bible book and the beginning of Revelation. And the Word of God said, the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show his servants, things which must shortly take place. And he sent and signified it by his angel to his servant John, who bore witness to the word of God and to the testimony of Jesus Christ, to all things that he saw. Blessed is he who reads and those who hear the word of this prophecy, which are written in it, for the time is near. John, to the seven churches which are in Asia. And we understand that the word that God gave to these seven churches and the churches themselves, what did he say? The churches were good, the churches were bad, and the churches were in between. Good, bad, in between. Say good, bad, and ugly, but good, bad, in between. The lukewarm. You know, one foot in, one foot out. One foot in, one foot out. One foot in, one foot out. I'm lukewarm. Not here, not there, but trying to keep a balance in both places. A balance in the world, a balance in the word.
My Lord.
One foot in, one foot out. And it says this, to the seven churches which are in Asia. And we know in Asia, our today Asia, they worshiping all kind of idols. Buddha. You know, the babla, 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 nami, nami, nami. We're going to do it our way, not God's way. Come on now. And what happened? Communism took over all of it. Took over the whole region of China. India, they got they goddess that they worship. You know, we got the animals and the this and the that, and don't eat this, don't eat that, don't, you know, worshiping the cows and everything you can imagine. All over Asia Minor, all kind of stuff going on. All the things that they're going to talk about in this word. And it says this, grace to you and peace from him who is and who was and who is to come, and from the seven spirits who are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead and the ruler over the kings of the earth, to him who loved us and watched us from our sins in his own blood and has made us kings and priests to his God and Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Behold, he is coming with clouds, and every eye will see him, even they who pierced him, and all the tribes of the earth will mourn because of him. Even so, amen. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, says the Lord, who is and who was and who is to come and Almighty. I, John, both your brother and companion in the tribulation and kingdom and patience of God, of Jesus Christ, was on the island and is called Patmos for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. I was in the spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard behind me a loud voice and the Omega, the first and the last, and what you see write in a book and send it to the seven churches which are in Asia, to Ephesus, to Samaria, to Pergamos, to Thyatira, and Sardis, and Philadelphia, and Laodicea. Then I turned to see the voice that was speaking to me, and having turned, I saw seven golden lampstands. And in the midst of the seven lampstands, one like the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the feet and girded with a crest with a golden band. His head and hair were white like wool, like my hair, as white as snow, and his eyes like a flame of fire. Not quite white as snow, though. Got a lot of salt in there. And a lot of pepper, more pepper than salt, I think. But I'm grateful for every gray strand. But his was white, like wool, as white as snow. As white as the dew I'm looking at on the ground this morning. And his eyes like a flame of fire. His feet were like fine brass, as if refined in a furnace. His voice as the sound of many waters. He had in his right hand seven stars, and out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword. And his countenance was like the sun shining in its strength. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet and said, but he laid his hand on me, saying to me, do not be afraid. I am the first. And the last, I am he who lived and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And I have the keys of Hades and of death. He said, I got the keys of hell and of death. Because we know that it was hell, that low-down, dirty devil, that brought death into this world and sin into this world. Because it was sweet, it was innocent, it was beautiful, it was Eden. And he brought death and destruction and pain and suffering. And it says, write the things which you have seen and the things which are and the things which will take place after this, the mystery of the seven stars which you saw in my right hand and the seven golden lampstands. The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches. And the seven lampstands, which you are, which you saw, are the seven churches. And I got some word from Revelation this morning. And I thank Dr. Stanley for bringing Revelation chapter 1 to what the Bible says for us this morning. And he says, look closely at Genesis 1, and you'll notice the Bible refers to God and the Spirit of God without making the slightest distinction between the two. It uses the two terms interchangeably. Flip to the last book of the Bible, Revelation 1, and you see the same is true. In fact, you can see evidence of this fact throughout God's word. Have you ever wondered why it's because there are one? The doctrine of the Trinity is found throughout Scripture. A little later in the creation story, we find another reference to the Trinity. But God said, let us. Is 1:26. Now, to whom was God speaking? Fortunately, in the very next verse, God just clarifies who he meant. God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. Jesus 1:27. God did not create Adam and Eve in the image of animals or angels. He created them in the image of himself, in the likeness of God. Therefore, the us in Genesis 1:26 must refer to God alone and that is to God the Father, God the Son, and God the Spirit. Come on now. Ooh, I love this word. Then in Revelations 1 and 4, we read, grace to you and peace from him who is and who was and who is to come. Commentator John Gill writes, some understand this to be of the whole Trinity, the Father by him, which is being the I am that I am, the Son by him, which was with God, the Father, and was God, and the Spirit by him, which is to come, who was promised to come from the Father and the Son as a comforter and the Spirit of truth, Greek references, and there are many throughout Scripture. Yet within the eternal fellowship of the Trinity, the members of the Godhead have always enjoyed a deep and rich and unbroken relationship of love with one another. When God created us, he wanted us to share in some measure of that fellowship. That's why he created us in his image and why he redeemed us to his home in heaven by creating us to reflect his own nature. He made it possible for us to develop a deep and intimate relationship with himself. In this truth, we come to the heart of who God made us to be. Our intimacy with God is the highest priority for our lives, determines the impact of our lives. So the closer we grow to him and the more positive and lasting impact we can have on this world and for the eternity to come. Ooh, what a word we got today. And, you know, when I looked at this word this morning, what I thought about was, you know, how all of a sudden they come upon homo sapiens, modern human man standing upright, and they're still trying to figure it out. You know, they got we came from this organism and we grew into from the ocean and we came and we became from the apes and up and up. No, it's a lie. And yes, there are different species of mankind that we consider mankind. We got the Neanderthal and we got all of these Cro-Magnon and all the rest. But understand, what did God say? He made male and female, right? But he made Adam and their image. And then he took Eve from Adam. Again, she would be in their image. And that is why you don't have any link that says, wait a minute, what happened and how did these people all of a sudden just show up? Because we were created by God. Again, a day in the eyes of God could be 1,000 years, could be 1,000,000 years, could be a billion years. Could be 1,000,000,000,000 years. We don't know what is God's plan, but we do know that, yes, there were other types of man, types of women, but they were not us. We were made in the image of God. And, you know, why certain groups of people do not. They did a study in Britain, and in that study, they found that Europeans had Neanderthal blood, but people from Africa and Asia did not, that they were strictly Homo sapiens, no Neanderthal blood whatsoever in them. And they're still trying to figure it out. But again, if you go into the Word of God, you'll find it out. I'm not going to say, think about it, read it, and understand it. That we are set apart for a purpose and a reason. And that's why you don't see what you see. Oh, God, let me be quiet, Lord, because you ain't told me to reveal that. In Revelations 1 and 4, grace to you and peace. Grace was a typical Greek greeting of the first century, while peace served as a typical Hebrew greeting. The author thus lets his readers know The book is for everyone, Jew and Greek alike. Shalom. Peace be with you. God wants us to have a shalom in our spirit. We want to have peace with, but we greet each other with grace as well. Hallelujah. And it says we want to have grace and kindness and peace, grace and to you. Peace. And then it says Jesus Christ, the firstborn from the dead. Several individuals in the Bible before Jesus had been raised from the dead, but all of them, the Shulamite's son in 2 Kings 4 and 23, Jairus' daughter, Mark 5 and 42, Lazarus, John 11 and 44, died a second time. Come on now. They were raised and then they died later. But Jesus conquered death never to die again. Different. Yes, there were those that were raised from the dead, but they die again. But Jesus will never die again. He will have everlasting life. And that's what we are wanting to have with him one day, everlasting life. And then it says in Revelation 1 and 17, when I saw him, I fell at his feet. The majestic, glorious appearance of the unveiled Christ. Whew, so overwhelmed John that he fainted. We must never forget that our Savior and friend is also our Lord, Master, King, and Sovereign. John, his best friend, fell out when he saw magnificent. And he was there at the transfiguration. He was there when he transfigured into heaven. But to see him in all his glory made John fall out faint. Faint as a beast. Okay, God, I get it. It's time to wrap up. I can only do more than say, thank you, God. And as the song, I can only imagine to be surrounded by your glory. Would my heart feel? Can you imagine dancing for Jesus? Can you imagine seeing the light of heaven? Can you just imagine being there in the presence of God? I just think about how it just gets me all filled up. You know, and I'm going to watch the Mercy Me movie. I can only imagine, hopefully today even. And it says, I can only imagine what it would be like when I walk by your side. Only imagine what my eyes would see when your face is before me. I can only imagine, surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing a hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. I can only imagine when that day comes and I find myself standing in the sun. I can only imagine when all I will do is forever, forever worship you. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence? Until my knees will I fall? Will I sing the hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Speak at all. I can only imagine. And I guess when John stood before the majestic, glorious appearance of the unveiled Christ, he was so overwhelmed that he could never have imagined what he would feel, so he just fainted. We, as Dr. Stanley says, must never forget. So our Lord, Master, King, and Sovereign, Just imagine being in his presence. Just imagine being loved by him. And as Sister Carolyn says this morning, no matter how things look right now, know that God is still in control of our life. Stay in peace and believe that he will always be with you in all situations. Have a motivated Monday, family. And if there is a word from anyone, now is the time to push that one on your phone. And if not, just imagine being in the presence of God. Imagine standing before the throne and having been entered in by the word, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. Well done." Just imagine being in the glory of Jesus, being in the glory of the Father, being in the glory of the Holy Spirit, and knowing that you have arrived and that you are welcome. Only imagine. Mother Valerie, thank you so much again for your love and dedication to God and doing what you do and using your talent for him. Just imagine one day, Mother, standing before the throne.
And only imagine.
The glory of God. Whew. I'm looking at the sun coming over and just seeing the beauty of God. And all I can say is, wow, Lord, you are good. You've been so good. Lord, you are good. You've been better than good. Ah, how good he is. Thank you, God. You are made and we are rejoicing in it. And as we get ready to depart, may the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent, one from each other in Jesus' name. I pray over you and yours. Have a blessed and wonderful day. And family, thank you again so much for your prayers. I know that. And I thank you for keeping on praying for me. I appreciate you and I love you more than words can say. Have a blessed day, family. Mother Valerie, what time is it? It is a wrap.
It's a wrap.
And today, I'm doing what Mother does. I'm going back to bed. Have a blessed day, family, because I'm doing what God said to do. I'm resting because I'm about to start coughing in this time. So I say to God, thank you, Lord, for this hour that you gave me of peace to do your will. Hallelujah. We got one caller. You're just about to make it. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, I thank and praise God, Pastor Bridget, that you're feeling better, number one. Number two, I went to my orthopedic surgeon on Thursday. Out of three surgeries in 1 week, 3 months of a brace, 3 months of a wheelchair, I'm completely done. And I thank and praise God that he answered everyone's prayers through healing me. I still have a little way to go, but I know I can do all things for Christ and strength.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hey.
If anyone out there who is having a hard struggle, just pray to God. Hold on to the prayers that Pastor Bridget and Mama Valerie say to us every day, Monday, Sunday through Friday. God in all you do, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Hey, what a better way to end a revelation. Grace to you and peace. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And a praise report. Thank you so
Amen.
Very much, Evangelist, for your praise report. God is good all the time and all the time.
All
God
the
is good.
Time.
And he hears
good.
Our prayers. The prayers of the righteous avail much. Righteous prayer avail
yes.
much. And that John 14:14, whatever you ask. In the name of
amen,
Jesus
Christ,
the Lord God will do it.
Hallelujah.
Won't
thank
do
you,
it.
Jesus.
He will do
thank
it.
You, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, you're worthy. Lord, you're
thank
good.
You,
Lord, we thank you for answer prayer. Hallelujah. Yes. I remember telling you last week, last Tuesday, that you're going to walk. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord.
Oh, you know, I had known it, but I just held my mouth and let the Lord do the work.
And that was just that confirmation.
I can't put all pressure, but I can put some pressure on it.
But it's coming.
Amen.
It's coming. Our confirmation has been given. I believe it. Thank you, God. And again, we got to wrap it up, y'all.
Just like Ty Triplett says, he is good. There's a song by Ty Triplett. He says, he is good. And we're wrapping it up. It is a
wrap.
It's a wrap. So play that song, people.
Father,
listen to it.
Wrap for the Son.
Wrap
for the Holy Spirit. It is done. Hallelujah. Hey!
Glory, glory, glory. Sun on my head, glory. Thank you, Lord.